This is episode number 6. Welcome to the Sprouting Minds podcast. I am Diego Never Lose Cruz, your host with the most. And each week I offer you a new perspective or a message to help you navigate life's challenges as a young adult and help you realize your inner goat. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now enjoy the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of the Sprouting Minds podcast. I wanted to switch it up a bit from the monologue style episodes and get into interviewing people. I've had the pleasure of knowing this being for 10 years now. 10 years, those 10 years flew by. But we went through high school together, graduated together, hung out after high school, and then we really became brothers. We've pretty much done everything together up to this point. We're like peanut butter and jelly. PB&J, bro. But I love this man. He's become like family. I'm honored to have you as my first interviewee on the Sprouting Minds podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than my roommate, my brother, my friend, Dizzy J. Harlow. My man, thank you for stopping by the studio.
Thank you for having me,
AKA friend. Our house, AKA your room.
AKA actually an apartment.
Actually an apartment, AKA we're still grinding.
We're out here, we're trying to make shit happen. But hello, yes, I am Dizzy J. Harlow. You may call me Dizzy J. Harlow. I am everything. I am nothing. I am all things in between. I am a star, as all of you are. I am a aspiring musician, a prisoner to capitalism, and a doll collector, in no particular order. Thank you for asking me to be on this.
No, I'm excited to have you
on this podcast. I am inspired. Yes. I am honored. I think it's great you found this outlet for your creativity and for education, for enlightenment, for others. It's a wonderful thing here that you're doing. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great.
No, yeah, you've definitely inspired me to, you know, because we're roommates. I see this man play the guitar before work. I see him go to work and then come back home and play the guitar until he falls asleep. And it inspires me so much to see someone like grinding like the way you are. That shit's crazy, man. And it's, you know, I was like, damn, I need to step my game up for sure.
Yeah, you know, when you find something that you love and that lights up your heart,
yeah.
With the power of millions of suns, you know, it's hard to put it down. It's very therapeutic. It's very meditative, if that's a word.
Yeah,
it sounds like a word.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just like doing it. And I do want to clarify though that I am a bassist and not a guitarist, although they are both guitars. I play bass. I kind of play with the guitar a little bit, but I wouldn't consider myself knowledgeable in that regard. But
thanks for sharing that, man. I know that kind of leads right into our first question, is like, what's interesting in your world right now?
Right now, everything really. I think this whole pandemic thing is pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
That's never before happened, at least not in the way that it is now with the advancements we have in technologically.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I fortunately am very blessed to still be working. Surprisingly very busy at work.
Hashtag blessed.
I have a lot of family members who've had from being fired to having a lot of hours cut, and
it's tough out
it's
there.
Yeah, it's tough. So I think that I'm very blessed in that regard. I'm going through my life journey, my musical journey, my spiritual journey, discovering myself and discovering life, and I think all of that is very interesting.
Sprouting your mind,
sprouting my mind, trying to write music, write my own personal songs, uploading covers to my Instagram, mostly for myself, just so I can have something to keep myself in check, you know? Like,
yeah,
I gotta upload a, you know, At first, I started with 3 covers a week, and then I'm like, oh, that's kind of a lot. And then I didn't have any time to work on anything else besides learning the songs, recording the songs, editing the videos. So then I toned it down to 1 a week. Yeah. I don't have a set schedule. I try for either Friday, Saturday, or Monday. But that's what I'm working on right now. I think that's really cool. It's super, super fun. I'm learning all my favorite songs and playing them and getting to share that. I don't know if people are watching. I don't really do it for people to watch. Yeah. I mean, in a way, yeah, I want people to discover music, but not necessarily, you know, watch me play.
You're not making it for them.
Yeah. I just want people to discover new music and to see, hey, look at this kid doing something. I can do something too.
Exactly. What made you pick up the guitar or the bass? Excuse me.
I've always been into music. But this, at least the bass specifically, was like a calling to me. For a while, I was like, I want a bass. And then one day I woke up and I'm like, if I'm gonna get a bass today. So I did, and that was October 2018. And I've been playing ever since. I've always been really moved by music, though. And in elementary school, I went to a music conservatory and I played guitar, violin. And I stuck with the guitar. I always loved it. I just never went back to it after elementary school. I stopped, and I never picked it back up until, again, recently.
I did not know that.
And, it's always something I've really been drawn to, and it's now that I'm into it and I'm really, really, focused into it, it's, like I mentioned earlier, it's this fire in my heart, and I just really enjoy doing it. And I don't have any plans of stopping. I started with the making beats a few... years ago, like in 2017. That was fun and all. It was an outlet for my musical creativity as well, but I didn't feel as interactive as having a physical instrument that I could have and strum. And then just bass. I've always loved the bass in songs, bass in music. So it's good to play those frequencies, because those vibrations, those low vibrations are what move me.
Yeah. What has, you know, since you picked up the guitar, has it taught you about yourself or the craft, or what have you learned?
It's taught me, amongst many things, discipline and the fact that I can do anything. I used to believe that I wasn't good. I wasn't destined to be good at anything, because I would try shit, and like anyone, you know, you try something new, you suck. You're not good at it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've never done it before. Mm-hmm. And then I would get frustrated and immediately give up. I would drop everything because I wasn't good. When I was little, I wanted to learn how to skate. Never learned how to ollie, so I was like, skating's not for me. Pretty much everything I would try, if I wasn't good at it immediately, I would give it up. So most of my youth was spent playing video games, which is something that I was actually surprisingly good at. But
that's besides the point.
That's another lesson. This discipline in learning a craft, learning an instrument, has helped me in my growth, in my development as a being, and my mindset. It's helped me through my depression, through my dark times, and it continues to elevate me to this day. And I think it'll continue to elevate me. It'll continue to push me to strive to gain more education, more learning about life and about myself.
Do you ever see yourself like mastering the bass?
Becoming like a virtuoso? Virtuoso? Maybe. I don't know.
If you stick to it.
If I stick to it.
Kaizen.
I've seen videos of you know, all these people who hone their craft to mastery level. And that's always inspiring to me. I remember being younger, and I would always be drawn to watching YouTube videos of people, covering songs. Mostly what I remember is like video game music. Since I mentioned I was like super into video games, I would watch people cover video game songs, and that was always super interesting to me. And classical music as well, when you'd see a guy with a guitar cover a whole piece of classical music and his fingers move across the fingerboard so effortlessly. It's that mastery that kind of inspired me. I think I can get there one day. Right now, that's not at the forefront of my goal. But, you know, just through the playing, I think, you know, I can reach that. And if I put my head into it, I know I can do it. I mean, that's one of the things doing this has taught me, that I'm capable of anything if I work hard at it, if I try, and if I genuinely want it.
Yeah, I've definitely seen the growth since you've picked up the guitar. It's really inspiring to think about where you came from, really where you started, and then where you're at now, and then like all the possibilities you have in the future. So you touched on your spiritual journey a little bit on your introduction. Do you mind elaborating on that? You know, when it started and how it's come about?
I don't really have a specific start date, but I want to say that what really hit an enlightening point in my life was reading Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible, which I'm not going to touch too much on it, but it's not this scary thing that you might sound like it is, or that the media or other religions make it out to be. But it helped me realize that I am the master of my own world. I am my own God. I have a duty to be the best person I can be at all times, to push myself to my absolute limits. But Satanism in that regard is more of a carnal religion, not really spiritual. Over time, I've developed more findings on different religions. I kind of pull from different philosophies like Buddhism and more recently Thelema, which is a philosophy by Aleister Crowley. And just the whole atheistic carnal side of it was, if I'm blunt, like really bland to me. Like I felt like there was more to life than just that. So right now Thelema is something I've been really into, which is pushes for similar things about, you know, finding your true purpose and pursuing that to the best of your abilities with every ounce of your being and every power that you have. Do that. Do without wilt is the whole of the law. So every one of us is a star, I believe. We all have our true purpose to follow. That's more than just our ego's purpose of, you know, I want to be a musician, but that's not my true purpose. We all have our orbit that we must follow in line with the universe, and that's helping me spiritually and in life, and it's a very beautiful thing.
That's awesome, man. Like I know whenever I ask like about any of the like the satanic stuff that you read, or it's very enlightening to hear like what you have to say, because it really isn't what.
Not at all. Like people think it's like animal sacrifice and worshiping Satan and blood and.
Like I'm sure there's like a secular cult like that.
Yeah, there's secular cult. Like there's secular cults for everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's sacrifice in Abrahamic religions. That's a thing. So like, people like to get scared because it's Satan and it's what we've been taught growing up. It's Satan bad, God good, but ultimately, it's up to you to decide what's good and bad. And I've always been darkly inclined. I've been into the occult and dark imagery. So as of now, I still use it. I don't consider myself a Satanist or a Thelemite, but I align with a lot of the values and positions that they hold on certain things. Not all of them. That's why I don't consider myself strictly one or the other. But I think all religions have certain things that you can pull from. You know, I bag a lot on Christianity and the Abrahamic religions, but I think everything has something that they can teach.
Gems.
Some value that you can pull out of everything.
Yeah.
And religion has always been super fascinating to me, not only the imagery, but just the way people can formulate these beliefs and belief so strongly in them. You know, to go so far as to having wars, you know, between like Islam and Christianity, these wars that have lasted centuries. And that's fascinating to me. Like, just because you believe in a certain thing and then you're just going to go out and
duke it out
because
I'm right, you're wrong.
I'm right, you're wrong. You don't believe in what I believe. I think that's fascinating and I don't agree with it. Yeah. I'm not going to go kill someone over my beliefs. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. But it's interesting to see how humanity develops in that way.
I guess that ties right into our next question. Like, what have you learned from delving into, you touched on it a little bit, and like what you've gained from, like the insights you've gained from the religions. Is there anything else you want to elaborate on? Like what else you've gained?
mostly just self-discovery. A lot of it is it's not as deep as it seems. It's just literally just do your best at being yourself. Find something that you're good at, work at it, and do it, because what else are you going to do in life?
Yeah, we only have this one life.
Live it. There is no heaven or hell except for the heaven or hell you create here for yourself on earth. Don't live for an afterlife. Don't live for the chance of being in a paradise, or because you're afraid of burning eternally in hell. Live for now. Live for the present moment. Do everything you do with love, with your power.
I like that. I like that. Since picking up the guitar and, you know, diving into religions and, I guess, those hobbies, have they led to any other opportunities that you would have never imagined? Or has it allowed you to step out of your comfort zone even more and allowed you to do things that you wouldn't normally have if you hadn't picked up the guitar, and maybe inspired yourself a little bit if you hadn't come up with these life views?
Honestly, I mean, yes, it's helped me. Like I was mentioning, that I believe now that I can do and be whoever I want to be, but all my focus has been exclusively on music, so I can't say I've been experimenting too much with other things. My focus has been entirely on that. Like you said, I wake up, what, six in the morning,
yeah,
pick up the bass, go to work at 10 or whatever, get home and do the same thing again. But now that I say that, it gets me into thinking that I should expand a little more and maybe start painting again.
Well, I want to cut you off. I want to, because you like music so much, and it's, you know, you've had the idea of, hey, joining a band, and you've pushed yourself to go out to clubs by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you would have never done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something that you never would have done 5 years ago.
As far as, yeah, my social skills was something I've always had, like, anxiety, and whether it was an actual clinical thing or whether it was something I formulated in my head, I don't know. I've never been to a therapist or a doctor to properly diagnose me on certain mental illnesses that I have placed upon myself. But yeah, I had always struggled with social situations, and it was just honestly the music that pushed me to go out and seek other like-minded individuals, and just wanting to be somewhere where I can listen to this music, not only in my car, not only in headphones, you know, with other folks in a dark room with similar interests, and then you go out, and then, you know, you have a glass of wine or a beer or two, and you get some compliments, you give some compliments back, and you realize it's not that hard. People are generally nice, and for the most part, people are as scared as you are to talk to other people.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily scared, but as nervous. As anxious as you, and it just takes that first step of saying hello, or hey, I like your makeup, hey, I like your shoes, hey, you look great, and then something I got out of that was really how much I love dancing to all those songs. How much I never considered myself a dancer, but apparently when I go out there, people are like, wow, look at this guy.
This guy's shucking and jiving.
Look at this guy shucking and jiving out there. And I'm like, cool. And, you know, it's doing something I love. It ties along with the music. It's all the goth and 80s shit that I listen to.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of shit that I'm trying to make for myself. It's what keeps me pushing in that direction. I want to create songs like my favorite bands and create these feelings of pure bliss within others, the same way that you know, my favorite artists create bliss and just peace within me.
You spoke a little bit about the goth image. Where'd that come from? Who inspired you? What inspired you to, you know, really get into that image? Because it's, to say the least,
head-turning.
And our society. I love it, though. I love it, man. You're yourself. I love it.
Head-turning is nice. I'm not gonna lie. I do like the attention it brings. I notice when you're staring, you know? It's not, you're not discreet. And if I ever catch you staring, you best believe I'm going to look you in the eye. Let's see who can hold the biggest, the longest eye contact.
I love it. I love it.
But I've always had the taste for the alternative from when I was in middle school. I was into metal, but I didn't have the self-confidence to really dress in the ways that I wanted to. I was chubby and I had short hair, and I thought I was
a dweeb,
yeah, a gumpy ass dweeb. And then so I got the inspiration from all my favorite artists, and it took a bit of self-confidence to actually fall into the image. And it's been a long time coming, developing it from my scene years in high school with my little bang to the side of my head covering my eye to where I am now. And it's all just come from the music, you know, all the favorite artists, and then all the people in the scene. You inspire each other to dress in a certain way. And over the years, I've developed my own way of doing it, my own makeup styles. But a big inspiration was Villa Vallo from the band Him, and Robert Smith from The Cure. I think he's the one who really inspired me to start wearing makeup. I've always wanted to, but seeing him in his makeup, even now, he's, 61 years old, I think, he just turned, still wearing the red lipstick, still wearing the black eyeshadow, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to do that.
It's badass.
And so I did that, and then, yeah, I go out, when I shop, I pick out just whatever I like, and it just happens to be, for the most part, 90% of it is black clothes, and I like band shirts because I love music, and I like instilling curiosity in people when they look at me, like, why is he doing this?
I like it, man.
Either that or you know, some people are admiring. I remember I saw this, we were in Costco, I think, we were doing our grocery shopping. There's this guy who looked he was dressed, you know, like a bald-headed cholo, like how you would imagine it.
Yeah.
And he complimented me, and that's something
I never expected.
It caught me out of left field. He's like, hey man, keeping the style alive. I remember that. And I was like, fuck, that's cool. I dig that.
I think people generally like people who are themselves, you know? You definitely own up to yourself. And I think people know that and see that in you. And so I think more people really want to approach you and compliment you, but they're, like you said, they're anxious.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, real respect, real. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And we notice it for sure.
And I mean, I know the way I dress sometimes, I don't want to call myself scary, but I know it's I don't know if I'm intimidating, but it might be to some people. They're like, oh shit, he looks kind of freaky.
Off. He looks off.
Kind of off. But I appreciate all the positive and negative thoughts. I want to create, like I said, curiosity in people. I want to inspire others simply by the way I look. Create confidence in you, because you look at me and you say, wow, look at him out here at Costco.
Being himself.
In Costco, wearing makeup and heels and all these chains, just a grocery shop. Wow.
I like it, man.
So yeah, just be yourself. Like, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what people might say to you, what anyone might say. None of that shit matters. What matters is that you feel comfortable in your shoes. You look good, you feel good, and I believe that to the utmost extent of what that may mean.
Yeah. You didn't always think this way. Like you said, you've had to lean into it. What really allowed you to just be like, you know, what was the trigger point where you were like, fuck it, this is what I'm going to be, this is what I'm going to, you know, design my GTA character as? What was that turning point?
That's hard to say.
What allowed you to get over the anxiousness of
just the self-confidence in realizing that nobody's thoughts on you matter. I don't want to say whether the positive thoughts don't matter, like those are appreciated, but at the end of the day, these are all just perceptions that people have of you, and the only perception that truly matters is your own perception of yourself. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you look good, you feel good, and it's a long time coming. I don't want to say there's a specific point where I felt like I could dress this way and not care, but it's just over time you keep telling yourself, I don't give a fuck about what people think, I don't care. And I remember the first few times I would say that, I thought at that time I didn't care, but there are still certain things I didn't care about. And even now, I say I don't care, but there's still some times where I'm like, you still kind of get that feeling of, oh, what would someone else think? But it's like, you just got to keep reinforcing that into yourself that you don't care. And like, you know, put on that skirt if you want and go out. Fuck what people say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some challenges that you've had to overcome in the past?
As far as like self-image, mental illness, or
any challenge. In general, some challenges.
I want to say my biggest challenge has always been mental health and mental illness. I've struggled a lot with depression since I was, I want to say 15, 16. Mm. And I don't want to say my life was necessarily terrible to where you can say, oh, he's depressed because of this. It was just an overwhelming sense of doom that I had always weighed in over my head, and I never knew how to explain it, but it was always a very nihilistic approach to life, general indifference, and just depression, hard. And it took up until recently, I want to say 21, where I got over it, and I realized that none of that was helping elevate me or helping me continue going in life. It was hindering me, and all
loop.
All, yeah, it's a never-ending loop that you get stuck in. Oh, and I feel sad, so I'm not going to do something about it.
And I'm sad because I'm not doing anything about it.
Yeah, and it's hard to get out of that loop because you don't want to do anything. You feel like nothing is worth it. Why do anything? And then you just don't have the motivation to do it. But it's literally baby steps. You start with one small thing, and then you feel how good it feels to accomplish any small task, and it just snowballs into bigger things, and then you realize that you can you can get out of this rut by just elevating yourself as a person and working on yourself. And you don't need I don't want to say you don't need a therapist, you know, but you can be your own therapist to an extent. You can find that peace within yourself without external uses of substances or medical attention. At least for me, I know it might not be the same for everyone, but you know, worst case, lean on a friend. It's you never want to feel like a burden, but if your friends are your friends, they will be there for you regardless of what you gotta, what BS you gotta spew out to them.
Mm-hmm. But that's amazing to hear, you know.
Yeah.
That you're even willing to open up to the internet, the world, about that. I think that's awesome. And then that you've overcome the struggle. It definitely wasn't an easy
task. No, and when you're in it, it feels like forever. And then I understand people, I've been like this for a while. It feels like you're never going to get out. But it takes time, like with anything. Anything that's worth it and anything that's difficult takes time, and it takes sheer willpower and intense amounts of effort, and you just gotta try. You gotta have faith in yourself and faith that things will in fact get better, because they will.
This too shall pass
if you put in the effort and you really want it to. It will, and it can.
Are there any challenges that you are currently facing?
I still struggle with the whole nihilism and coping with reality and existence, and I don't know why I'm here. I don't know how to deal with certain aspects of life, but I think that's normal. I think every emotion we feel as humans is right in its own way, and we shouldn't be ashamed of feeling certain things at certain times, because that is just in that moment, and you know, who I was even a week ago is not who I will be tomorrow. So there's always room for change in that. But I always tell myself that while shit may not inherently matter, you know, in the grander scheme of things, you know, the earth will eventually die off, or for whatever reason, you know, the sun expands or a meteor hits us, but we can make shit matter now.
Yeah, we have that power to apply meaning.
We have that power to apply meaning to the now, because why not? you know, make your life matter. Apply meaning to it, because no one else will. No one else can besides yourself.
You get this one life, folks.
Live it.
Live that shit up.
Live it to, like I was saying earlier, to, with every ounce of your being, apply love to everything you do. And aside from that challenge, I've been struggling a lot with my songwriting. I have difficulty putting the sounds that I want to in the way that I want to. And I've been trying to release music for some time now, and it's just, I'm a perfectionist, and I'm not happy with the current state of affairs of things. And
would you believe that perfection? Do you believe that perfectionism is holding you back?
Definitely. I realized that in the covers that I was doing, and I've dropped that perfectionism in the covers. If I make one mistake in while I'm recording, I'm like, screw it, you know, it's one tiny mistake. The rest of it is good. But when it comes to my songwriting, I still struggle with that, because I want it to be perfect. I know it won't be, but I want to feel like what I'm producing is something that matters, something that I would listen to over and over again, because there are certain songs that I could put on repeat, you know, for 15, 20 times and never get tired of it. And I want to create something that's like that. But at the same time, I got to understand, I've only been truly putting my full effort into music for a year and a half, and I'm not going to be the greatest songwriter that I can be yet, and I gotta overcome that obstacle.
What if you just release the song, like, just so you can start getting, like, you know, obviously you don't have to release a song, but you could just make a song and then keep it for your own records, like keep it locked up in a vault.
I mean, I already have that.
Yeah,
there's certain song, there's a lot that I have. I guess I also struggle with the lyrical aspect of it.
Mm.
And the vocal aspect of it. I wanted to take singing lessons for some time now. I need to get into that. I've been putting that off, and then now with the whole, you know, quarantine thing, I don't know if that thing's possible, but I haven't, you know, really looked into it. But that's one of the major challenges at my forefront right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That the
songwriting.
Yeah, but I definitely have songs that, at least in the moment, I feel happy about. And sometimes I go back and listen to it, I'm like, oh, this is trash. And then I'll wait a little, and then I'll go back and listen to it, I'm like, that's actually not that bad. It's just applying
yourself.
Applying, yeah, myself to these things, and having faith in myself. I think as creatives, we always doubt ourselves, whether it be through music or I notice this a lot more and people who draw, people who paint, who are like, oh, my shit sucks.
Yeah.
And then you look at it and it's like, what are you talking about? This shit's amazing.
I definitely feel that way about my podcast. If whenever I record something and then go to edit it, I'm like, holy crap, that's how I sound? This is trash and blah, blah, blah.
And then you start critiquing every little thing,
exactly.
Every little aspect.
It's
and
a,
yeah. Things that no one regularly would notice, and then you start picking out every little aspect. And sure, if you go back and look at your art or whatever it is you're creating, you can pick out things that you can change or things that you could do better. You can do that always, I feel like. Even if something at one point you think is perfect, you go back and then you're like, shit, I could have done this better or this differently.
I think we have to consciously decide to, yeah, yes, it's okay to look at all the bad things, but we have to also acknowledge the good that we're good. That we're doing.
Yeah, we forget to look at all the good things. Like, yes, this is bad and this could be better, but look at all these other things that are actually decent or good, even.
That you could be proud of.
You could be proud of. And so that's a journey as well that I'm taking. I got to put more effort into my songwriting, more effort into having belief and faith in that what I'm doing is actually worth something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when music will come out, but I know it will. And that's something.
You've heard it live on the Sprouting Minds podcast, folks. I'm going to hold you to that, bro.
I mean, I've released like all the beats I used to write. Like, I've released those, and I'm pretty happy with those, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I go back to listening to them, and I'm like, wow, these pretty hard. These slap. So, like, I think where the problem lies is in my voice for the vocals, because instrumentals I don't have a problem with. It's finding my voice and finding that
you don't gotta be the jack of all trades too. You can find someone who sings.
That's also something I struggle with, you know, growing up an only child. I've always been that that guy who's just like, oh, I got to do everything myself. I got to learn how to Photoshop. I got to learn how to draw. I got to learn how to do all of this. Just because I've always been independent in that regard. And that's something I guess I got to get over. I kind of feel like it helps drive me. It hinders me for sure, but it helps drive me as well to learn more. Like, I wouldn't have learned how to use Photoshop or draw if there wasn't a need for it, you know? Like, I, for all my early beats, I used paintings of mine as album art. And
that's cool.
And there's a point where I wanted to be a graphic designer, so I taught myself how to use Photoshop and Illustrator. And I think it helps drive me to push myself to learn different things, but it's definitely a hindrance in that regard, where I don't feel like I can reach out to others for help because it makes me feel inadequate. But you know, every great thing that was achieved by humanity was achieved by not one soul but many. You know, it doesn't take one man to build a bridge, it takes many.
I like that. Have you crushed any old limiting beliefs from the past as you've gone through your journey?
Yeah, the major one is just self-doubt and believing that I couldn't achieve anything that I wanted to. And that's been crushed. I know now that I can. I can't think of any other major
Yeah, well, you had a belief, I feel like, that you weren't good with people, and I'd say you're pretty solid with people now, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, other, like, I know we've only been talking about music and you know, your spiritual journey, but I feel like outside of that, you've had other old beliefs that I feel like you've crushed.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. Definitely the social one was a big one, too. Not scared to talk to people anymore. It's, you know, like I was saying earlier, it's easy. Just do it, and what's the worst that can happen? They'll be like, hi back. That's it.
Do you have any limiting beliefs currently? Like right now, have you discovered some limiting beliefs holding you back?
Yeah, that I always tell myself that either that I'm not or that I can't be a songwriter. Like I mentioned, that was my toughest challenge currently. And that's definitely my biggest limiting belief at the moment. Off the top of my head, I can't think of others, really. My life is focused almost exclusively around music, and for better or for worse, I can't think of any other limiting beliefs I might have of myself. I think in all other aspects, I'm doing generally pretty good. You know, at work, I'm doing just fine.
What are some of your goals for this life? During this lifetime, either surrounding your music or just in general life goals, what do you want to do in this life?
I want to find my true purpose, aside from just music and accomplishing all my dreams that way. I want to know what I was meant to, what purpose I serve here on in this universe. But I guess, as far as the music, I wanna have albums and albums of music that people can listen to. My favorite band, The Cure, started in the 70s and are still out touring to this day, playing 4 or 5 hour long shows, and I think that's fascinating. And I wanna do that one day. I wanna go out there and play in front of, you know, thousands of people for 4 or 5 hours. That's incredible. And create these feelings, these goosebumps inside of others. I want to inspire others. I want others to, if they're going through a hard time, to listen to music and help them pull them out of that rut that they're in, out of that hole. Because one of the biggest factors in helping my mental illness and my struggles in that regard, aside from personal development, was music. And
You want to give that joy back.
I want to give that joy back. And I think that ties into kind of what I feel like my purpose is. My ego wants to be a musician. My ego wants to be known for my music. But my true purpose, I think, has something to do with inspiring, creating joy, and instilling confidence in people. I think that might be my purpose in the universe. Because, like I've said, I've struggled a lot with self-doubt, with depression, with self-confidence, and I think finding all those things and fine-tuning them is a great factor in finding joy in life and enjoying being alive, enjoying being in this universe. I think all those things are detrimental to achieving that mindset and elevating yourself to being much more than just your emotions, you know? A lot of people like to hold their emotions to their identity, and you are not your emotions, you are not your thoughts, you are you. And you can control your emotions, you can control your thoughts, they don't have to control you.
It is a tough process, I will say that, but it is possible.
It is long and arduous, and it is very difficult, but it is very possible as well.
It's very worth it.
And it's very worth it. I can't tell you how good it feels to walk around feeling fucking fantastic. Not
tremendous.
Not being suicidal. I struggled a lot with that, and it feels good to not
have that cloud of doom over you.
Yeah, that, like I said, that overwhelming sense of doom weighing in on you. It literally physically weighs you down. Not only mentally, but physically. It's what keeps you in bed. And not being a subject to that feels incredible. Walking around, you can't anymore, you know. But when we used to go out and walk around, you know, walking around with that confidence and with your head up and your shoulders back fucking feels incredible.
I want to acknowledge you real quick because I've known you since you were 14 and we are now 24 years old. I've seen the growth. The growth is immense from just thinking back to who you were at 14 years old. You know, still, obviously we're still growing up at that time, but and even now we're still growing, but seeing your progress and what you've been through, and basically, you know, we started from the bottom for sure. And so I want to acknowledge you just for stepping into who you are and being who you are unapologetically. I think it's mad inspiring, bro. And
thank you. I appreciate
this. This is why you're my roommate. This is why you're my brother. I honestly, like, I don't even think I could live a life without you. Like, this shit's crazy, man.
That means a lot to me. And more than I can put into words. Yeah. I'm not the best with expressing my emotions into words, but that is moving for me to hear that. That means a lot. And I want to say,
you're an amazing human being, bro.
And you are as well. You're an amazing human being. Even more, I would say. I think, like I mentioned earlier, I think this that you're doing, enlightening others, is a very, very great thing and very inspiring.
Thank you.
And very moving.
Thank you.
But yeah, we definitely
we've come a long way.
We've come a long way from the bottom, and I wouldn't say we're up, but, you know.
We're on the up and up.
We each lived our own individualistic, tough lives as children. But honestly, I wouldn't change any of it. And all of that, all of the struggles I had as a child is what made me who I am today. And I wouldn't change it. Is that selfish? I don't know, you know, because I could wish a better life for my mom, a better life for my dad. But it is the reason I am who I am today. Without those events that transpired, I wouldn't be the same person. And I'm grateful for everything that has happened to me up until this point.
I got one final question for you, my man. What is your definition of success?
Definitely not money. A lot of people like to define their success by how much money they have. And I can't stress enough how much I don't care about money. How much I don't feel like it definitely can make you happy. At the time, you know, I like buying things. Everyone likes buying things, but it's all temporary, you know. I'm in my ruts of depression. I wouldn't consider myself wealthy, but I have enough money to where I can spend and buy whatever I want. And all that joy that it brings you is only temporary. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely not money. I think success is happiness. Are you happy with the life that you're living? Are you happy with the people that you are surrounded with? Are you happy with the activities that you surround yourself with? I think being completely immersed in your life is true success, and that ties along with finding your purpose. I think when we find our true will, our true meaning, we can find happiness and success. And of course, not everyone will agree with me. Success is different for everyone.
Yeah.
Success for somebody
Might be the money.
Might be the money.
That's okay.
And that's okay. You know, we all have our different definitions for different words. We hold, you know, certain societal agreements on certain words that mean certain things. But I think success is a spectrum. It's not black and white. And it's different for everyone. And for me, it happens to be true happiness. And at the moment, I am generally happy. I would consider myself at this moment pretty successful. You know, like I don't have to worry about money. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat. I'm not super rich, but if I didn't make more money than what I do make right now, that's totally fine. Some people don't get to eat sometimes. I get to eat every day. I willingly choose to not eat at times. Some people don't get to choose that. I've said this before, and I'll always say it. People who get to eat are the luckiest people in the world. And I genuinely believe that.
Wow. That's powerful. That's a powerful definition of success.
And,
wow. I just got, like, when you said that, I got the chills a little bit.
And
that's powerful, man.
Yeah.
Do you have any last parting words for the Sprouting Minds listeners?
I touched on choosing not to eat. By that, I want to bring up fasting, and I want to say how fasting has also been immensely helpful in my mental health. And I think it definitely helps. You don't have to eat three times a day, and you don't have to shove your mouth with food, all this junk. That definitely affects your mental health. Your gut is very important to how your brain feels, and if you treat it right, you will feel right. And fasting has helped me immensely in my mental health. From intermittent fasting to daily 24 hours to 36 hour fasts, it helps. And I think everyone should try that out. Try not eating a meal a day. Try not eating two meals a day. Try not eating a whole day, not only for the health benefits, but for disciplinary reasons. Like I said, not everyone gets to eat every day. Feel what that feels like. Put yourself in the position of those people, and it helps you appreciate that where we live, and that you can go to the liquor store and buy Twinkies and Cheetos and Gatorade and all these things, and you can shove your face to, you know, as much as you want and be happy in that way. Lastly, I would also like to say, I know you like giving little exercises or little mind questions for people at the end of your podcast, and I would like to leave some questions. Little thought experiment for you. Get you thinking about yourself really introspectively. Get you thinking about what your purpose might be here on Earth.
I'm all for
and
it.
Not only here on Earth, in the universe. Like, what is your true purpose? And these are questions I got from listening to another podcast by this guy, Dr. David Shoemaker.
Shout out Dr. David Shoemaker.
And,
I'm all for it. Take over. Take over the podcast, mate.
He had a few questions that really moved me and got me thinking. And I don't have the answers to all of them, but, you know, it's a journey. And so I want to ask, how do you change a room when you walk into it? What effect do you have on the world around you and on the people around you? There's something unique about you that has a certain trend of effects on the world around you throughout your life. You walk into a room and the people are impacted in a certain way because it was you specifically that walked in. What is that effect that you have on people, or that quality that causes that effect on those people? You know, fire burns, the wind blows. What do you do? And I'll leave you with that.
Bro, thank
ponder,
you.
Ponder those things for me.
Bro.
And answer them for yourself. Write them down. Or don't, but think. I want you to genuinely think. Because even now when I still say it, I'm still thinking. Like, fire burns, wind blows. What do I do? Fuck, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah, you kind of answered it during the podcast.
Kind of.
But, hey, thank you for coming in again. and allowing me to have you as a guest.
Thank you for inviting me onto the podcast. I hope all you sprouting minds out there can gain some insight from listening to me blabber on about certain things. Form an opinion on me, negative, positive. It is of ill importance to me, but form one.
And form an opinion about themselves too, you know?
Mostly about yourselves.
Yeah.
But use me as a vessel, as a catalyst.
I like that.
To gain some insight about yourself. If you gain anything from this, I want you to gain the notion that you can think introspectively. You can be who you want to be. You can act.
Create your character.
You can create your character. And here's a quote from the movie, I forgot what it's called, but it's Elton John. And it is that you have to kill the person that you are so you can become the person that you want to be. You don't have to be the person you were born as. You can be whoever you want to be. We are all placed in these meat sacks, but we are more than just these meat sacks. And while we're alive, you have complete control over what your meat sack looks like and what it acts like and who it is. If you want an accent, give it to yourself. If you want to wear a skirt, wear it. If you want to wear a dress and you're not a woman, what does that mean? That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Do what you want to do because you want to do it, because you want to be it. Live life. Love. Forever.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of the Sprouting Minds podcast. I had my lovely roommate on as a guest. If you guys could like, subscribe, and review the podcast, that'd be very much appreciative. If you guys had any insights while listening to this episode, drop a comment down below. Hey, real quick, where can the masses follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram. As of now, that's really my only social media that I keep up with, but it is at Dizzy Harlow, DizzyHarlow. And you can keep up with me there, see what I'm doing. If you have any questions for me, feel free to DM me about anything. I'm here to listen always to all people.
He's looking for songwriters, guys, band members as well.
Yeah, if you wanna get some music going together, hit me up. If you want to expand more on some of the things I touched on here that moved you, or that some things that you're going through, hit me up. I like listening. I'm a listener.
Until next time, guys. Kaizen. Yeah!